Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today, as always. It is Chikara Week here on the program as we head into the Chikara King of Trios weekend, September 4, 5, 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info up at chikarapro.com. We've had guests on all week, and that continues today. We're going to be joined by Juan Francisco de Coronado. He is the captain of the United Nations team at King of Trios. He's going to be on in about 40 minutes. Got quite the hill to climb, this Juan Francisco de Coronado, since Max Smashmaster was on the show yesterday, and he was awesome. But he's going to be on the program today, Juan Francisco de Coronado. Coming up in about 40 minutes. Until then, we have a lot of news to talk about. As we were talking about yesterday regarding the Tough Enough show, the ratings are in 981,000 viewers. Way below the network average, but it didn't even hit the 1 million views the show had been doing for much of the season. The show pretty much fell off as the season went on. And I had heard a few days ago that there was the possibility of doing a second season of Tough Enough, and I was kind of given the impression today that there's not going to be a second season of Tough Enough. I don't know if the finale rating had anything to do with that or not, but that seems to be the word going forward. Total Divas only did 920,000 viewers. I don't know what's going to be the future of that show either, but 920,000 viewers on E! Does not sound good. So that is the ratings report. We can talk more about that after the break. We've got some lineups here for the WWE Network special at Madison Square Garden and more. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. The staple bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-Day Sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And getting ready for Juan Francisco de Coronado to appear on the show here in 40 minutes, talking the King of Trios weekend. And Mike, I saw this note today from PW Insider. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but every year, the Oxford English Dictionary adds new words. And are you aware of what word they added this year?
Yes. My friend Tom Green on Twitter, when I signed on this morning, about 20 minutes ago when I actually woke up, they have that thing that says while you were away, and he gives like three or four tweets, and one of the tweets is from Dave from last night saying how jacked up he is for PWG, and then another one was from Russell Wilson of the Seahawks saying how fired up he was at practice this week, and it feels like playoffs, even though it's only the third preseason game. And then there was one from Tom Green saying that kayfabe is now in the Oxford Dictionary, and now that kayfabe is a shoot, he makes a good point. Will wrestling just swallow itself into a black hole?
Here is what they wrote on the Oxford English Dictionary page. Kayfabe. Probably not familiar to those outside the world of pro wrestling. The term kayfabe refers to, quote, the fact or convention of presenting staged performances as genuine or authentic. Actually, it has nothing to do with what that word means, but that's okay. The origin of the word is uncertain, although it is often said to have arisen in American traveling carnivals. The word has been interpreted by some as being an alteration of be fake backwards, while the A element is typical of the way words are formed in Pig Latin. Well, hey, at least the word's in the dictionary. Let's just celebrate that fact.
You know, it's funny that when these words started, when the internet at its infancy, and there were all of these message boards and people, you know, there were fans that were truly getting smarter and smarter, the ones that had been subscribing to newsletters like yours and to Dave's and to Wade Keller's and all that stuff. And people started to use the terminology, especially it blew up around the time of the NWO. And, you know, it was like you would hear things like, you know, how geeky it was to use these terms in everyday life about kayfabing somebody or saying you're working someone or you got heat with a coworker. And then you meet pro wrestlers and you deal with pro wrestlers and how much they actually will use those terms, some of them, because they never can turn it off. So,
well, you're looking at one right here.
Say somewhat humorous, and what can I say considering that I'm sitting here next to you?
I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm a geek, but there have been many times where I have spoken to my wife. I have spoken to her in carny because she understands it. And I don't speak Spanish, but she does. It'd probably be easier if I just learned
Spanish.
Amazing. Since my last name is Alvarez, it's very likely my unborn child is going to learn Spanish before I do. But sometimes, you know, the kids at jiu-jitsu are running around or you're eating together and you see something crazy that you want to point out to your spouse and just let them know in carny. The real carny, not this Hulk Hogan carny that he does in his videos that show up online.
No, not the Snoop D-O-double-jizzle type of carny.
Real carny here, not this rap carny. Hey, by the way, I am sending out a request to everybody listening right now. I have ranted and raved for days now about this buffering issue. But I did wake up this morning, and I got a couple of tweets, and I got a couple of emails from people who have had big-time buffering problems of late. And they said that they went on there last night, and everything was fine. Now, I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to get too excited. I don't know if it's just a couple of people. But if any of you are having major buffering problems with the network, go up over the course of the day. You don't have to tell me right now. We can talk about it more tomorrow. But go up, like, tonight. Go up during prime time. Watch some of the archives. And let me know if it's better, because I started getting some responses in today, which I have found encouraging. But I don't know. I haven't had a chance to go check myself yet. So that is my request to all of the listeners out there. A couple of other notes here. We've got the Madison Square Garden lineup for October 3rd. And we've got some matches announced here. They are going to do Seth Rollins versus John Cena, which will be a house show version of the match. Dolph Ziggler is facing Rusev. Randy Orton is facing Sheamus. And did you listen to the Brian and Vinny show on Tuesday, Mike?
With Craig, yes, I did.
Okay, so you already know the answer to this. Brock Lesnar's opponent at this Madison Square Garden show. I'm not making this up. This could change, by the way, because it has not been officially announced yet. But the working idea on Tuesday was that his opponent was going to be Bo Dallas. Now, I find this to be so amazing because I have been requesting for, I don't know, 20 years now that we get more squash matches on Raw, because there's nothing better. I don't care what anybody says. There's nothing better than a great squash match. You get Kurt Angle in there with Roderick Strong. I know that it's not politically correct to mention Chris Benoit, but Chris Benoit once had a match with David Flair, which is one of the greatest squash matches I've ever seen. A great squash match gives guys a chance to get a win. It gives guys a chance to get their move over. It gives guys a chance to go out there and destroy someone, much to the delight of the fans. There is no wrestling competition, yet WWE refuses in a 3-hour show to do any squash matches. However, the fact that they're doing Brock Lesnar versus Bo Dallas, several months after, on the last show that they did from Japan, they had Brock Lesnar versus Kofi Kingston. That tells me that they know that a squash match is a lot of fun. Now, maybe they only know that with Brock Lesnar, because he's the only guy doing it so far. But I'm hoping that this trend will continue in a positive manner, and maybe we'll get some more squash matches.
It was, I think, Sunday night after doing Observer Live. I think that's when I found out that it was looking like Bo Dallas, and I giggled because of the Kofi Kingston match. Then I watched Raw. And after that, what's your line? Peed straight up into the air?
Yes.
Kofi was a great one to think about.
What an irony, because I'm going to be changing this child in about 9 months, and it's going to be peeing straight up in the air all the time.
By the way, the only two times Avery ever peed on me, the very first time I was changing him at the hospital, he peed straight up in the air on me. And then the very first time I took him home and he peed straight up in the air on me. But
really?
I digress.
Honest to God, the first thing I ever did when I was birthed was I peed straight up into the air onto the doctor.
That's see, just don't do it on mom. I think that's the, you know, whatever you do, if you're an infant, try not to pee on mom. Peeing on dad, though, that's okay. That's all lulls and giggles. But when I heard it was, when it was after seeing it on Monday, it's like Kofi was great because of how he can fly around, and then Brock can kill three men. Basically, think about what Brock did to all of the New Day. And then combine that together and make it even bigger and badder because of how the crowd is going to be and how they're going to react. And the fact that you got to top what you did against the New Day in Japan. And this could be, it will be terrible for poor Bo Dallas, but it would be so, so great for Brock Lesnar to do. And that is going to be greatly entertaining. And that's exactly almost what you should be doing with Brock Lesnar, because when you do this with Brock Lesnar and he gets attacked by someone or you work an angle out of it, I mean, that's what you want. You're lulling people into a false sense of security. So when it is time for you to do something with Brock Lesnar on one of these network shows, it really, really is going to mean something big. So very happy about that.
I don't want anyone to attack Brock Lesnar. I just want him to be killing guys on every single takeover. I don't know what they call these things. This isn't like NXT TakeOver. I don't even know if they've got a... I guess each one has its own, like, Beast in the East or...
WWE Live. I mean, I would, if I'm them, just as a marketing thing, whatever I name my tour, you know, see, like, the goofy name for the tour is the Summer Sizzler Tour or whatever, that's probably what I would attach to this show.
We're going to head to a break. When we come back, we have more news, and in about 15 minutes, Juan Francisco de Coronado, one of my distant relatives, in fact, is going to be on the show. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Going over all the news here, Juan Francisco de Coronado is going to be on the show. Chikara, King of Trios, coming up next weekend. This weekend, by the way, is PWG down in L.A., and if you are a subscriber to the website, You can have an opportunity to hear about PWG coming up later today, as Dave and I will be joined by Chris Hero. Chris Hero is going to be, actually sound like his entrance music, kind of, that we came into here. So Chris Hero is going to be on talking about that. Lots of people are
that
going
to. That was Amy Winehouse.
Well, you know, the beat.
Does he still come out to I Need a Hero by Bonnie Tyler?
No. He comes out to, actually, I don't know. I think he still comes. The last time I saw him, he was coming out to, like, that rap that they'd made for him. The Chris Hero rap. It's been a while, everybody. I think this was, Mania Weekend. Maybe he didn't. Maybe I've lost my mind. That'd be the first time. Conor McGregor here. As everybody is well aware, Uriah Faber and Conor McGregor are the coaches for the new series of Ultimate Fighter. Series 344, I've been told. And Conor did an interview the other day. And he said, they gave me Uriah as a coach, but they won't let me fight him. My energy was gone from it. I didn't want to do it. The show did not mean anything to me. Hell of a promoter, this guy. But the more I think about it and seeing the fights to get into the house and just being around it, this is the life I have chosen. This is the life I have created. To be here and have this opportunity is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Rather than be off with it and feel like I need to get away from it, I am embracing it now. He faces Jose Aldo on December 12th, UFC 194. He says, really, it would be nice to have a fight at the end of this season. We could easily fit a fight in on the Dublin card at the O2 in October, filming wraps at the end of September, I believe. I could go in and make light work of Uriah. I could maul him inside of one round and be fresh. Then we could do the Jose fight toward the end of the year. On one of those dates that's being thrown around, they wouldn't have it, so we'll just be coaches, and that will be that. That is too bad they're not doing that fight, because I don't understand the point of watching the season now. Like what? We're going to watch a season, and there's going to be like a great rivalry between Uriah Faber and Conor McGregor, but then they're not going to fight?
Because you're watching, you're tuning in for one-liners, and then, I mean, realistically, at the end
of
this...
But I want them to pay off!
I know what you mean, but that's, they're desperate. You know, this whole, the ATT, and I'll give it to them. You know, the Black Zillions ATT, it was a different concept on a show that I was not interested in watching, and I gave it a shot, and I immediately didn't like this one. But they're trying to do something different, and I think it's an issue of being desperate. I think it's an issue of, hey, these names, you know, Conor McGregor, strike while the iron is hot. If not for no other reason, people will tune in to see him talk. And speaking of him talking, too, I wonder how many times he's seen The Godfather and has seen mafia movies, because he loves to use the phrase, you know, this is the life we have chosen, or this is the life I have chosen. It's the life I have chosen to come out there. I wonder how many times he's seen those movies. But
he's Irish. This is all they say over in Ireland.
This is the life we've chosen. I don't think I've ever heard. I've talked to Alan Farrell a few times. Maybe he uses it when. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What matters is they were striking.
Way too positive to use that term.
This is true. While the iron is hot, when it comes to Conor McGregor, and you have Uriah Faber, and I think that's really what it is. I mean, they want to continue on with the Ultimate Fighter. Either you're going to watch it or you're not. You'd rather have a big fight at the end of it, but you already have this fight coming up with Jose Aldo. And the benefit of this is, if Conor destroys Aldo, then you move on to Conor and whoever. You know, it's going to be whoever wins Mendez and Edgar. But you also have Faber right there, too, just in case something happens. If he loses to Aldo, again, it's just somebody who stays in the mix. And you don't have to worry about Faber losing a fight to somebody else in the meantime before you get to a fight with him and McGregor, even if it takes 2 years. And even if Faber did lose a fight, nobody cares, because it's Uriah Faber, and he's going to have that popularity. So I do understand why people would want to see them fight at the end of this and everything, but it's just... This is all about just using Conor McGregor, and to a little bit of a lesser extent, although you need to have a foil on the show, Uriah Faber's popularity, to try to get some eyeballs on that show.
Look at this numbskull here, Ryan in Cumberland.
Oh, my.
This is what he tweeted to me here.
He wants Conor to face Ronda Rousey at 150 pounds.
And no, he says, is the reason you love Rousey so much that you love squash matches? It's not... It's not the worst question I've ever heard. However, Who's ever said that I love Ronda Rousey? Dave gets the same thing. Oh, Dave is in love with Ronda Rousey. Now, what it is our job...
I'm in love with anybody who can give me copies and stories.
Our job, exactly. Our job is to cover pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. And the biggest star in the entire mixed martial arts world. And by the way, before I even say this, if anybody is listening right now, please alert Vince, Kevin Dunn, Triple H, and Stephanie of what I'm about to say right here. Ronda Rousey, who is in fact a woman, not a diva, she may be, but she's not branded as one. Ronda Rousey is the biggest star in all of mixed martial arts. Let me read that one more time. Ronda Rousey is the biggest star in all of mixed martial arts. Notice I didn't say Ronda Rousey is the biggest female star. Notice I didn't say Ronda is the biggest star in that weight class or that division. I said, and this is a fact, Ronda Rousey is the biggest star in all of mixed martial arts. So if you're wondering why this Divas division is not working on Raw, and I'm not going to talk about it, I'm not going to waste everybody's time, but that's one little clue right there as to why this Divas revolution is failing on Raw. And it actually is kind of working at NXT, and it's a big success unbranded in UFC, because Ronda Rousey is the biggest star in the sport. So when we talk about the sport, there is a reason that we talk a lot about Ronda Rousey, because more people watch her than anybody else. More people want to watch her than anybody else. I know there are people listening to this that are hardcore MMA fans that are sick of Ronda Rousey. I know there are pro wrestling fans that are sick of Ronda Rousey. But until the day comes that Ronda Rousey is not the biggest star in the entire sport, we're going to be talking about her all the time, whether we like her or not.
It's like Mike Tyson, anybody who lived through... And there's another thing, too. I mean, you know, the oldest, up there with wrestling, fighting sport in the world, boxing. You just throw hands and you want to beat up the other person. She's the biggest star in that realm, too. Although not obviously directly, but if you take Floyd Mayweather out of the mix, there she is. And it's a ridiculous thing to say, but it's Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland. But he does bring up something about... squash matches that we didn't talk about at all from Monday after the weekend with NXT. They had a chance to do a squash match. They should have done a squash match, and then they didn't do a squash match. And that was Apollo Crews, Uha Nation. I like Ty Dillinger. I really do. And I think he was probably a very appropriate choice because of his skill level and the fact that he's been around for so long. He probably was the right guy for the job to be in there in that match. With that said, he has been in the system for years. He was what, Gavin Spears? I mean, he has been there forever. They are not going to do anything with him. I know he's got a fresh coat of paint as this perfect 10 or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. He could have been squashed and no one would have cared. And I think Uha he's going to be impactful anyway. And frankly, God knows how long he'll actually even be in NXT, because he's just, I mean, talking about more peeing straight up in the air in Stanford. Once they took a look at him and realized what this guy can do, because they have probably never seen him before outside of just seeing the body. I mean, he should have, yes, there should have been about 5 seconds of offense that was gotten in by Ty Dillinger. But for God's sakes, how can anyone tell me that match did not go on for way too long and it would have been a lot better with him absolutely crushing Ty Dillinger and quickly getting the victory?
Dude, I hate to interrupt, but Ryan here now says, I should have let this guy call in today. Ken Shamrock, he says, is still a bigger star than Ronda, and he is 20 years past his prime.
What?
Ryan dropping some knowledge here. Ken Shamrock, he says.
Yeah, dropping it right into the crapper.
And then Kyle here says, how are we all supposed to know that Ronda Rousey is a huge star without the commentators telling us every 2 minutes?
It's a revolution with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, a revolution. That's another thing. Why am I even ranting about this? If I have to hear one more time someone saying, oh, no one is going to pay for Ronda's next fight because they all take place in less than 30 seconds or less than 1 minute or less than one round, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Are people not paying attention? The shorter the fight, the more the people buy the next fight.
People who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it, and not everyone can do this, but there are special cases at special times. And is Ronda Rousey Mike Tyson? No, she is not. But Ronda Rousey is Ronda Rousey. So when it comes to her laying out people, it is becoming a thing now of everybody, let's come over, let's hang out, let's see how fast she crushes this chick, and then be gone. And that's the way it's been working. And until further notice, that's the way it's going to work with Ronda
Rousey.
My
buddy Dave Gray's wife came over for the last Rousey fight, and she didn't care if it was 1 minute or 30 minutes. She just wanted to see Ronda lose. And she was so mad afterwards.
Ha!
Heading to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer in September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. What a snappy tune right there for the debut on this program of Juan Francisco de Coronado, who is the captain of the United Nations team at King of Trio, September 4, 5, 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info at chikarapro.com. Juan Francisco, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well, Brian, and the pleasure is all yours.
That is correct. Juan, I had originally been under the impression that you were a Spaniard or a Mexican. It turns out you're Ecuadorian, is that correct?
That is 100% correct, sir.
Is there any bloodline that traces back to, like, Francisco Vasquez de Coronado, the great Spanish conquistador?
Right, that is correct. And actually, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was in the pro wrestling business long before I, of course, and it has been passed down from generation to generation, and the Coronado legacy shall continue.
What was his name?
His name was Don Francisco de Coronado.
I should have known. I had a distant relative who they named Perfecto. Might be a good name for the future Juan Francisco de Coronado Jr. Now, the reason I brought up your Ecuadorian ancestry and such was when I was under the a false impression. Actually, now that I think about it, we had Phantasma Jr. here on this show, who is a masked man, and he told me that he was the most handsome luchador in all of Mexico. And far be it from me to, I'm not hitting on you, Juan Francisco, but I took one look at you and I thought, this man has got to be more handsome than Phantasma Jr. How do you make it through life with the mustache and the hair? It must be tough to walk down the street and not be mobbed by the ladies.
You know, Brian, you seem to hit the nail on the head there. However, in Ecuador, I am what you people here might call a big thing, a big-time celebrity. And in Ecuador, everyone knows who Juan Francisco de Coronado is. And so, yes, while I am kicking off these ladies off at my feet, I do often have my humble security with me, who will take care of all the problems that are necessary. But every once in a while, one slips through and I'll have to kick them in their teeth and get them off of me. But it's expected when you look like Juan Francisco.
Now, is it true that, much like Bruno Sammartino holds the sellout record at Madison Square Garden, that you hold the record in Ecuador at the Ecuadome for a number of sellouts in a row? Is that true?
That, sir, is also true. I, Juan Francisco, is the only man to have sold out the Ecuadome, not just once, but numerous times. And Brian, maybe just one day, I will send a flight out for you and you can come and see me perform at the Ecuadome.
Oh, man, I'm still waiting for the great power Udi to fly me out to Nigeria, but I will accept that ticket to Ecuador as well. I notice here that in the list, I've got this printout here in front of me. I cannot reveal my source, but it lists your nickname as The Man. Was it difficult to come up with this nickname?
The Man. Well, you see, there are many people who idolize me, both in Ecuador and there in the United States. So it's very easy to have come with the name of The Man. There's a lot of people who idolize me and want to be like The Man, which would be Juan Francisco. So as you can see, a man of my stature and class wouldn't be that hard to find a nickname such as The Man.
I was reading, don't ask me why, this article the other day, and it was about, I don't even know where to begin here. So essentially, to cut to the chase, I see very few photos of you on the internet where you're smiling. You always look deadly serious for the most part. And I was reading that women find a man who looks serious to be more sexually attractive than a man who is always smiling. And ironically, the opposite is the case for men and women. Men find smiling women more sexually attractive than women who look very stern. Is it by design that you rarely smile in photographs taken on the internet for that very reason?
Here's the thing about your United States internet, Brian. There is a bias on your side of the world there, and I smile very often. The fact of the matter is, when I am in the United States, I have no reason to smile. There is little reason. And when I do, it is often because my hand is being raised in victory. But you can see, the moment I land on your United States soil, I am often disgusted with what I see. I cannot stand the stench that comes with your United States soil. It plagues the air and it destroys my lungs. And I instantly get sick to my stomach and it winches on my face. And that is when all of your paparazzi comes around and wants to take photographs of me, and they see the disdain in my face. And that is often the same face I make as I walk through the curtain before I face my opponent, because I just know that I'm going to be in a room filled with just disgusting United Staters that surround me.
Now, is it any worse this year as you go into your very first King of Trios tournament, which is coming up here September 4th, 5th, and 6th in Easton, Pennsylvania? Is it any more difficult to have to bear the specter of seeing all of these smelly, stinky, sorry people, not only from the United States, but from places such as Mexico that I'm sure you're a place that your people, if you had so chosen way back in the day, could have conquered, but chose not to and let it go. So I think that's very big of you. And coming from other places like the Bullet Club coming over with this Japan smell on them, does this bother you anymore? And will you have to take any sort of medication or do some sort of nasal clearance or something like that so these people don't just completely stink you up and make you sick?
Yes, actually, you seem to hit the nail on the head here. And I do not respect a whole lot of people because simply they are not understanding of the Ecuadorian culture. So with that being said, mostly the United States is the one I have a bone to pick with. There needs to be a delegation of multiple nations to be united, much like I have done here for King of Trios and Challenge of the Immortals here at Chikara. I have enlisted Mr. Azerbaijan of Azerbaijan, the Proletariat War of Moldova from Moldova, and Prakash Sabar from ex-Pakistan, currently the Republic of Georgia. It is my sworn duty to unite these nations and to lead them to the top, not only of King of Trios, but into the Challenge of the Immortals as well. You see, Brian, these nations, they need a leader. And I, Juan Francisco de Coronado, am willing to step up to the plate. If I need to get into the ring and tussle with some Japanese wrestlers, I will. If I need to get in there and tussle with a few pumpkin heads, I don't mind. If I need to go on and defeat every single competitor in that tournament single-handedly, Brian, you have my word, I will.
Now, I'm not a bright guy, but which Brian definitely already knows, but because I'm an American, obviously I'm not Ecuadorian, but can you explain to me, being a little bit slower than the other kids, what's a proletariat boar?
The proletariat boar.
What a stupid question, Mike.
I know.
Go ahead,
sorry,
Juan Francisco.
So, allow me to explain something to you, United Staters. I, Juan Francisco, only reveal certain amounts of information that are needed to know when they need to be found out. And so in your case of figuring out what the proletariat is, perhaps you can ask one himself, or two, you can go on your biased internet and Google that. I believe that's what you people call that.
All right, listen, I'm gonna throw out some names for you, Juan Francisco. These men are all participating in the King of Trios tournament, and I want to get your brief thoughts on each of these men.
All
number
right,
one, Number one, let's go back to the beginning this week here. Where's my notes? Who did we have on this weekend? Let's start with Kevin Condren, the leader of
Killer.
The Battleborn. Yes, I'm sorry, Killer Kevin Condren. Thoughts on him?
Okay, so my thoughts on Killer Kevin Condren. He is a United Stater 10, but an Ecuadorian 4.
Oh, man.
That is correct. Ow.
All right. All right, let's move on here to Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston of the Snake Pit Trio at King of Trios. He has threatened to punch everyone in the face in this tournament. Thoughts on Eddie?
Eddie Kingston, a man who I once tapped out here in United Station soil, let that be known first. Secondly, is just a giant, cuddly teddy bear. He's a big talker. But he will not be able to go one-on-one with Juan Francisco.
Yesterday, we were joined in the program by Max Smashmaster, who, of course, teams with Blaster McMassive. Thoughts on these two individuals?
Blaster McMassive and Max Smashmaster. Those two are probably the biggest, baddest dudes in the United Stations, and I, quite frankly, have no gripe with those two. Those two seem to be doing it right, and they seem to be doing it well. Those two are doing wonderful for themselves, and I wish them nothing but the best of luck.
He did seem classy.
For King of Trios, of course, should our paths cross. They need to know that a German suplex is all it takes.
Is there any team in the King of Trios upcoming that that you are particularly looking forward to German suplexing all over the ring?
A particular team? Well, like I said, there are many impressive teams in this year's King of Trios tournament. But if I had to pick one team that I was absolutely impressed by, one that I would not even want to get into the ring with myself, this team has been billed as one of the greatest to ever enter the King of Trios tournament, and quite rightfully so. I give them all the respect in the world, and every team should be watching out, because the one team I would not want to face is the United Nations. Those boys have got it down packed. They are ready to sweep this tournament, go into the first round, eliminate their opponents, into the second round, eliminate those opponents, on to the third round, on to the fourth round, into the fifth round, into the sixth round, and take on the entire...
Six rounds in this tournament. Holy smokes. Juan Francisco, stand by. We actually have to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap it up. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. As well as Juan Francisco de Coronado, captain of the United Nations team, King of Trios Weekend, September 4, 5, and 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info up at ChikaraPro.com. And Juan, we have about a minute here. Let's get out all your plugs. Twitter, Facebook, whatever you'd like. Snapchat.
All right. Well, you can follow me on the Twitter at Juan F.D. Coronado. You can also check out my online store where you can purchase all of your favorite Ecuadorian imported merchandise at mkt.com/JFDC store. And be sure to check us out at King of Trios when we sweep the entire tournament and go on to win Challenge of the Immortals.
That's right, all six rounds. Juan Francisco, I want to wish you the best of luck in the tournament. And of course,
I bet you tell that to everybody.
Well, you know, I do, but we've got the,
it's different this time.
Alvarez, Coronado, Juan Francisco, you know how it goes.
All right, I'll let that one slide.
The United Nations, everybody. It is September 4, 5, 6, King of Trios, Funplex, Easton, Pennsylvania. More info at ChikaraPro.com. I want to thank Juan today, as well as Mike Sempervivi, all the listeners and callers. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.